Local service industry employees are also stepping up to help their own. The Fayetteville Independent Restaurant Association was formed in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak after the pandemic shut down dine-in services across the state. Reese Roberts is on the association's board. She's also the general manager of Bordino's on Dixon Street. Recently, she had to lay off 48 of the restaurant's 60 employees.
So I think the goal for most restaurants right now is not even to make a profit. I think that it's not feasible to even expect to be able to make a profit right now. But most of us are just trying to do our best to get close to a break-even number and hopefully be able to keep the staff that we have for right now.
Robert says that's been the case across the board as restaurant owners and managers try their best to stay open by offering only carry-out or delivery options, which has been mandated by the state.
I think that people forget that we run a very tight margin in the restaurant world. You know, we don't have a lot of money sitting in a bank account to fall back on, and that's kind of the same deal for our employees. Our employees notoriously live paycheck to paycheck. They don't have savings accounts. They don't often have people that they can fall back on to pay their rent or to pay their bills. So whenever you pull the rug out from under them and we have to lay off our entire staff, they don't have anything to fall back on.
The Independent Restaurant Association is hoping to ease that burden a little bit. Robert says they're encouraging affected employees to apply for unemployment first, but the association is there to help on a need-by-need basis.
So if the need is to pay your mortgage payment or your rent, we're asking for the amount and the due date for that. So we would be assisting with specific bills for people. We think it's really important for people to be able to pay their rent, and we think it's really important for people to be able to have internet services and cell phone service as well right now with everything changing day to day. I think that's really important because people have access to those services too.
The association just launched its website, fayira.org. That's fayira.org. There, visitors can apply for help or donate to help. Robert says people can support the local service industry by donating or by ordering food from their favorite restaurants.
This is the time to really show up for your local restaurants and show up for those people that have, you know, been in the trenches for you to provide an experience time and time again. It is not easy to do what we do. And everybody that works for us, if you're in the hospitality industry, you're a very hard worker.
Robert says at Bordino's, they're taking it day by day because they don't know what the next week will bring.
So I think the goal for most restaurants right now is not even to make a profit. I think that it's not feasible to even expect to be able to make a profit right now. But most of us are just trying to do our best to get close to a break-even number and hopefully be able to keep the staff that we have for right now.
We have a link to the association's website at ozarksatlarge.com. Robert says service industry workers who are eligible for aid through the organization can live outside of Fayetteville, but they need to have worked at a restaurant in the city.